True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I tried to do it Sunday, and I just couldn't get it up.
And I think you smoking is up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're getting there, Goo. It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I don't know where we... Oh, okay, you're talking about Thanksgiving.
And I just couldn't get it up. No, I'm talking about...
I can help you with that.
I'm talking about, we're almost at a holiday weekend.
Oh, no doubt.
Four-day weekend for us.
I'm going to miss you.
Evan will be in here Friday.
You're solo.
Holding it down.
Cowherd.
Oh, God.
And then Carter and Devon.
When's that?
That's before me. So they'll be on from 8 to 12. We are live and local on Black Friday. So Carter and Devon will be on from 8 to noon, and then I'll do a solo four-hour show from 12 to 4. You guys ever done that, by the way?
I have.
I don't think I have.
You've had to do a solo show.
4 hours?
Yeah, I've done one.
Yeah, feel free to call in sometime in the last hour and I'm leaking oil.
I used to lie and say, phone lines are packed. Nobody. But it would make me feel better, Stoney. Text myself to the text line. You're the best, Goo.
Well, I've done that too. Yeah, on the other side, we'll get to the calls. We got Jim, Sally, and Ben. Oh, Ben's in Vallejo. We'll get to them all on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's none.
The thing I hate is when some people will say, how come you're not going to calls? Like, you just like to hear yourself talk, and I want to say, no one's calling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, we do have a call, and
who we got?
I think he wants to address you. It's Rod in Vallejo, and
Valley
Rod
Joe.
Is talking about wearing...
Talk to me, Rod.
...the games.
Hey, guys.
What's
Great
up?
Show as usual.
Right on, baby.
I'm 76 years old. I'm a 49er fan, and I've been going to watching football since 1955.
Wow.
Now, all through the 50s, the 60s, 70s, you can wear any jersey you wanted into an opposing stadium, and nothing was said. But when those gangbangers start identifying with their Raider logo, and that Dolphins fan got beat up at the Coliseum, after that, you could not wear another jersey into that Oakland Coliseum without getting spit on and just trashed.
That's where
it all started.
Yeah, Rod, I got to stick up for Raider fans.
That was isolated.
So when the Raiders moved back here in, what, 95?
Mm-hmm. Which time? It's been a few times.
Right.
Yeah.
They were here, they left, then they came back. I had nothing but fun and good times at Raider tailgates. I think they got a bad reputation. I thought that there was great banter with guys who would wear
incredible.
The other team's jerseys. And as long as you kept it light, it was a lot of fun.
And it was where, I'm being real with this, I want a documentary about those tailgates, A's game, Raiders, but it's where all walks of life, you could be a doctor, you could be whatever, you all came together for the silver and black. Like, I witnessed that love. Stoney, it didn't matter how much money you made. The one common denominator was you loved the black and silver. And I told you this the other day. I don't want to take the show down and get sad. Stoney, I'm on 880 a lot, Highway 880.
Okay.
And when I pass the Coliseum and think about the memories of the A's, the Warriors, and the Raiders, it's sad, man. There is nobody playing there, man. And I'll leave that there, but it's sad. Like, I really get, like, I grew up in with that.
I mean, if you got to look at it this way, though, that if the Warriors are still playing there, then we wouldn't get that Halloween spirit store in the month preceding Halloween. That's where you go to get your Halloween stuff.
Well, I'm not into Halloween, so.
They hang a big banner, and it says, you know, it's where you get the...
I needed you to be serious and then hold me, you know, from over there, and then you come up with some...
We were pretty serious.
But yeah, it's not, it hurts, man. Can you, just real quick, can you name another city that lost all three teams, the big clubs? Evan, can you think of one? I can't think of nobody but the town.
Let me think.
For all three in three different sports, A's, Raiders, Dubs. Like, man, there's a pain I get every time I drive past it. Like, damn.
I actually don't think there is.
Day games with Canseco and Dave Henderson and McGuire, the Chris Mullin era.
Did you take off work to go?
No, it's coming into work. Cut school.
No, so that's when you started that habit?
That's how like you didn't do it. But seriously, man.
And I don't think there's been a city that's lost teams, that many teams that haven't replaced them. Like New York City lost a couple baseball teams, but then they got another one.
Right. San Diego lost
Seattle,
the Chargers.
Lost the Pilots.
Well, the Chargers.
And then the Sonics.
But there's still a baseball team in San Diego.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Seattle lost, but they got the Mariners.
Who then. Who?
The Seattle Pilots were a Major League Baseball team, and I believe they became the Astros.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not sure. I had Colt 45s or
now
something.
Now, heard of those.
No, but I'm pretty sure the Seattle Pilots, Boeing, yeah. Seattle. They
How
had
many times did you see them play?
Who?
The Pilots. It was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places that have lost teams, but even like the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore.
Right, right. But you got something back.
But you got another football team.
But all three, man. Just
the St. Louis Hawks left, but they still have the Cardinals and the Blues.
The Rams left St. Louis.
Rams left, yeah. But St. Louis still again has two professional
Cardinals,
teams.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm trying to think who else.
Nobody.
Vancouver lost the Grizzlies to Memphis.
Okay.
And the Cardinals, weren't they originally in like Chicago? All the way back in the.
I grew up. They were St. Louis. Yeah, when I touched Earth.
Yeah, they.
Football.
Yeah.
Goo, is there anything more fitting than Jonathan Kuminga's coming back?
No, that was exciting news.
For the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, but you said, like I said, you play one, the practice up and down, and him and Melton might be on the same bus back. But that's good reinforcement, man. And this Melton thing, let's be honest, Donnie, outside of a trade moving forward, this is the one domino we all been waiting on. And how healthy is he going to look like he did before he got hurt?
Hopefully
not. Six games. Because remember, we were...
Hopefully not. Wait, his first six games when he was good or his second six games when he stunk?
No, I'm talking about Melton last year. Remember, got off to that good start.
I got you. Willard, you referred to this earlier in the show. Willard and Dibbs had Steve Kerr on yesterday.
Good interview.
And by the way, according to the 925, Seattle turned into the Brewers. They turned into the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Kerr... Willard was picking.
They did both of them.
Willard
they did a great
picking.
Job.
It's good to see Willard. Yeah, is Willard in today? Or we got Grandy?
Grandy.
We got Grandy.
Yeah.
Hey. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, here you go. This is Steve Kerr yesterday talking about Jonathan Kuminga and Willard with some pointed questions.
It was frustrating to say day to day for two straight weeks and then kept, you know, continue to get asked about it because it's day to day, but not really having, you know, a definitive answer. And so, but the training staff, you know, they're doing their jobs and it was just tough to know what was going on. And But that's why it was great to see him out there today, scrimmaging in the half court and feeling better. I think he's finally getting through there. But yeah, there's frustration sometimes when there's not, you know, clarity in terms of what's happening with an injury. And that was just the case. So I was a little frustrated by that.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, not angry because the guy's, you know, truly hurt. But I feel that, Stani. You know, no update. You said what he said to Nick Friedel, Kuminga, that is. You'll know when I'm back, paraphrasing. But, I mean, that's good news. On the night of a game that you got two dudes that are not far from coming back, Stani.
Yeah. This is more Steve Kerr on what Kuminga does that the team needs.
Well, he's rebounded really well this year, and you know, the ability to get by people and create an advantage offensively, you know, off the dribble. You know, we definitely could have used that in a couple of these games, but every player brings something different, and it affects which, you know, lineups we put out there, and so it's always about the five-man unit. And so whoever's available, we just search for the best possible combo.
Can I put a rat on the table sponsored by ATCO Pest Control?
Go ahead.
The one thing that I think it feels like we're all omitting is that despite Kuminga playing pretty well the first six games and then not playing great the subsequent five or six games, that when he suffered his injury and left the court, he was the team leader in minutes.
Wow.
At that point.
Mm.
So, you know, that's where I'm not. I mean, he led the team in minutes. So he was getting every opportunity that everybody else had and then some.
Yeah, and he had a good first five games. And then after that, it wasn't a work, you know, it wasn't as good as the first five, but he never got it again. So I'm not taking any onus off of him, but he never got to respond to the, you know, to the subpar play. And that's why you feel like, and Stani, right there, you miss a guy that was giving you that, the most minutes, and that's how it should be. He's young, athletic, and I love Kerr saying frustrated, but that's not anger. You know, he wasn't mad at Kuminga.
He's
was
over just, it. Come on, Goo.
Well, he can't be. He's getting ready to come back, and you got to reincorporate him.
He is so, like, he's like me yesterday. He's so sick of having to spend so much time talking about particular player that you can just tell it in his voice. It kind of deflates him. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. This is more on
give it to
Kerr and Kuminga from Willard and Dibbs.
Then J.K. got his first three-on-three in since the knee has kept him out over the last couple of weeks. So he will play five-on-five tomorrow. He said he felt a lot better today. And so the hope is that he would be ready for Saturday. But, again, we'll just keep it, you know, keep it day-to-day.
There
Steve
it
Kerr.
Is. Yeah. And Melton is the dessert. That's what I love, that not only is Kuminga coming back, Melton may be ready to go.
Yeah, so Jonathan Kuminga and D'Anthony Melton, looks like they're going to play for Santa Cruz in the next night or two, and then hopefully Kuminga can rejoin the team Saturday against the New Orleans Pelicans. Hey, by the way, you know who's playing well? You brought this team up the other day, not the Pelicans, but the Raptors.
Oh, man, they are balling. Second right now, 13-5. Who had that on their bingo card? Brandon Ingram.
You know what? Can we lose that?
If you lose fake outrage, okay. I can tell you it bothers me. And I thought you did that yesterday with Kuminga. You
definitely went on my bingo card.
When you said, I'm so excited. You went on one, but I was like, that's fake outrage. When you say me and it bothers me, I don't let you know it bothers me.
That was not fake outrage yesterday.
That was Kuminga.
I'm sick of him. I love him, but I'm sick of him.
You don't love him.
No,
that ain't love,
bro. Let me be clear. Yeah. I'm not sick of Kuminga. I'm sick of the way we talk about Kuminga. How about that?
Why would I like it better if you said I'm sick of waiting for him to blossom?
Well, because I'm not sick of that. I don't think he will here. I think that ship has sailed.
Well, then there's some movement down the road come January, Donnie.
They got to move him. Ethan Sherwood Strauss said it.
You better get something equal or more.
Another eighth man?
Wait, Stoney, he was starting.
Was.
Got hurt.
Beat out.
Stop. Oh, man.
I mean, Steve Kerr was asked about, is there more going on with the Kuminga situation?
Yeah, this is
than on the court.
You know, I've spoken with JK. We talked on the trip, you know, after he went out. You know, we spoke in Orlando for a while before the game. So we're on the same page. You know, we're both trying for the same thing. You know, there's always frustration for players, you know, when they go out of the starting lineup. That's not unique to anybody. So that was part of the conversation, you know, coming off the San Antonio wins, you know, that we're going to continue to stay with what we're doing, but that could change at any moment. And that's always my approach. If we're doing well, we're going to stick with it. And then we have to adapt and adjust from there. And so that's the case with in this particular equation with JK. When he does come back, assuming we're still playing pretty well, I'll bring him off the bench. And he's got to earn his way back into the starting lineup, just like Moses had to do, you know, at the beginning of the season when he was out. And it's always the way it works, no matter who it is.
Now, if I'm putting myself in Kuminga's shoes, Don, I got to believe he's size 14, 15. But I'm 13. I don't know if I like how that sounds. You got to earn it back.
Oh, my God.
Because he might feel like I didn't earn it to loot, like I got hurt. Or
no.
I remember I played 8 minutes and said, just telling you how I think a young player, so I gotta impress you again.
He fell out of the starting lineup. He started, then he played six games, and he fell out of the starting lineup.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kerr said anything wrong. It's just hearing that to not an impressionable young guy like Kuminga is, but I'm feeling like Kuminga is like, I should be a made man already, damn
it. That's the problem. He's not a made man. He's not close to a made man. He hasn't established himself in the league. Nobody knows who he is in this league. Nobody knows what he is. Nobody knows what he's going to be.
No, they know who he is.
And all of a sudden, he wants to act like he's arrived.
Well, I'm not saying.
It sounds to me like you'd put him right back in the starting lineup.
I would have never took him out. That's just me.
Why?
Because you take the good with the bad, and I know Moody was out. That's why he got in there. No doubt.
It's about the team.
But this is not proven to be the most effective. Like, we don't know if they've lost three or four without him. So I'm just telling you and Dub Nation, it's not like they just went on a winning streak without him. That's all. And maximize this until you have to.
Right,
or
maximize Kuminga at the expense of the team.
No, I would never.
That's what
say
it
that.
Feels like at times.
Nah, never.
It does.
Well, that's not me saying it to you, that you just feel that way.
I feel like the fans have pushed this more than the media with Kuminga. But the media's got to kind of respond. Because everybody,
but the negotiations
talks
were,
about.
How would you describe that? I mean, that was tense. Or if you even want to use that word, it could be too strong.
But everybody
just
didn't want to let him. He's here because they didn't want to let him go for nothing. Mm. I mean, he, and that's the other thing. Like, you know, then he played five good games, and everybody's talking about his future here with the Warriors, and they might not want to.
Trade him. Yours truly.
Of course, they're going to trade him. Mm. Don't you think? Like, they got to move him at this point.
Well, I got to stand on, you know, business, Donnie. I said when the first five games, and it was a short sample size, oh, man, this thing might not happen. There might not be a trade. So, again, I called out him playing poorly the last few games before he got hurt. So, I mean, he's got some time to, I know you're going to laugh, make an impression or one last impression. So, we'll see how it works out, but you got to be better than you were before you got out of that starting lineup.
Yeah, and Steve Kerr can't help him.
Mm.
He can't. It's up to Kuminga to do it at this point. Here's the other thing. I do think we may be seeing a situation where Kerr is going to be even tougher with the younger guys.
Because it's happening with pods. 18. What did you say the other
season
night?
Season low, 18 minutes for pods. He likes Will Richard.
Yeah.
So I think if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and is the player he was when he left, which was not the guy who played at the beginning of the year. I think he's gonna be tough on all those guys. Guru is upset about being 10-9. If JK was starting the whole time, they'd be 7-12.
No, see, that's not fair. That, like, you can laugh and smile. That's not fair. Yeah.
But it's,
and
we'll
never have that answer.
No, and but we also, no, but you'll assume they could be 13-6, though, if he did play. What's the difference?
We won't know.
You give him the benefit of the doubt, and the texter just didn't give him the benefit of the doubt.
But that is good news about Kuminga and Melton. I don't care if he starts or doesn't. Just, you got some thunder coming back, Stoney.
I know you think I'm serious.
No,
here,
I'm being, go ahead.
It's news.
But it's not good told news.
It's
when
news.
When
that's all it is.
I'm not going to use the word decrepit, but when you're older and you're talking about the miles and how you got a bad draw in regard to the travel and the schedule, I get all that. But, Stoney, you cannot omit the fact that hands on deck, when those hands are of a 23-year-old on a good day that can help you, that wasn't too long starting for you, that can help you, Stoney. That can help. You're saying it's going to be a labor. It's going to be a lot. Like, man, Melton's going to help. So hopefully he can stay healthy. Let's go.
I mean,
at this point,
doesn't
what
it
else
sound
do you
like
have?
To you? How many games did Melton play last year?
I want to say 6.
Okay.
It
is clear that the Warriors felt like Melton helped them in 6 games impact winning more than Kuminga's done it for 4 years.
Gotcha.
Like, the Warriors have made
he's a way
such
more polished
a big
player
deal.
Than Kuminga.
Hell, I don't even know if he's a polished player. I only saw him play 6 games last year. But it's clear the Warriors think that Melton is some kind of a connector.
Mm.
But
because we need
one. They don't view JK like that.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And I'm not sure why, but it's probably because Kuminga doesn't fit as well as Melton. Melton is a perfect fit, Uncle Looney says, next to Steph Curry because of the defense. I don't know what's going to happen. What'd you think about when Ethan Strauss said, same as last year?
I didn't like it because I'm looking at the schedule real quick, Stoney. Oh, my gosh. After Saturday, they got Tuesday OKC here.
Okay.
We owe them. But I'll say this. They haven't even.
So they're 17-1.
So 42 other teams.
Right. But I'll say this to that. That should be the game. You got Sunday, Monday to practice. You would think Melton, or let's just say Kuminga should be back for that one. Well, and that's the NBA Peacock game, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., y'all.
You know, that game actually does decide the argument that you guys had. I think it was earlier this week about practice, how much practice will help.
Yep.
If they have practice before the Thunder, they should look better.
Well, Evan, to that,
yeah,
they had practice
that.
2 days
would
before
they lose
Portland.
By 30 in OKC? OKC?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll look better.
Well, what about you had? Well, you only had 1 day off in between Miami last week and Portland. Just think last Friday, this time.
Well, they've already won. Station. They beat Utah after a practice, and they look buttons.
That's Utah.
Well, I'm just saying. 1-0.
Well, they also got, you know, they got Saturday off, too.
Yeah.
They play the Pelicans.
That's a four.
And here's where Guru goes. And now they find Willie Green. They're really playing hard.
I feel bad for Willie.
Play. What?
You out or in on him? I'm out.
The team played their best ball all season when J.K. was in the starting lineup.
Thank you.
Steiny has always been a J.K. hater.
Thank you.
So no surprise here with
his
take. Thank
you. Know your show.
How did he play this?
They didn't figure you out,
baby. And there it is. And there it is, 5-1-0. There it is.
With my man.
Jonathan Kuminga, to some fans, gets to play five good games, and now he's played the best ball of his career.
Nah, nobody, they
how about playing a month of good ball? See, this is...
It's coming.
See, this is what happens, Goo. I don't dislike Kuminga, but stop telling me he's Larry Bird.
And I'm not.
Yes, you are. He's an... Thank you. And
We got some sound. We got to play it.
Nick Cronin.
We got one more before the guys come in.
What do you mean?
One more segment.
I know. We'll play it next segment. Yeah. We'll have fun next segment.
I've been having fun all day.
Yeah. How about this? I'll make a deal with you. No Kuminga talk the last segment. None.
That's easy.
Zero.
He's not playing.
Not for you. Not for you. Because you know the difference. Right.
So, Nick, hey, we got to go. All right.
Do we?
Nick Friedel.
What about him?
Let's say he's written 20 columns. 17 have been the subject matter of Kuminga because that's what's going, that, like he's a lightning rod.
Somebody needs to give Nick some new ideas.
He's written more than 22. That dude's working like a dog.
He is.
And Nahegian will give him some good ideas. Nahegian's an idea guy. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, today is your chance to win great prizes. Every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tons of great prizes. Oh, no! You're kidding me.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God, Goo. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Tons of great prizes. And in the next hour, in the next segment, I'll be a son of a... If we're not giving away a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. Oh, man.
Online's gonna
when
break.
You hear the air horn sound or be caller 5 on the contest line, it's our Thanksgiving blowout right here, 95.7 The Game. And don't forget, tomorrow, on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to bring you the Chiefs, Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott. Guru's going to be all dressed up in his cowboy garb. Oh, what a day for the Goo. So you're going to have Prescott, Mahomes, Thanksgiving feast, Chiefs, Cowboys, 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.